time to bring in Pat Pagano. And Pat, I was inundated with people that were making fun of us yesterday for not knowing the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
I know. We should be ashamed.
We really should. I can't believe how many people continued to pester me about that during the show and after the show.
You would think. I mean, you talk about, you know, second grade world history. I mean, goodness gracious.
I mean, we even had a draw. I remember as a kid in grammar school having to draw the Nina Pinta Santa and put the names. Well, we'll now remember it till the day we die.
That's for sure. That is for definite. And let me tell you, if you were out on one of those boats today, it wouldn't be too pretty because it's cloudy, it's breezy, it's cool, 50s. And showers or periods of rain, whatever you want to call it. Periods of rain tonight, mid-40s, early rain tomorrow. Then it turns partly cloudy in the afternoon, but there'll be a cool wind. That wind will be gusty, about 25 miles an hour tomorrow. And the highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, we're in the 30s with a smattering of frost. It's good, folks. Let the frost happen. We need to kill that that triple E mosquito threat. And that's the only way that it's going to end by getting frost. So let's hope that a lot of places get it, especially the ones that need it. And that will mean that Saturday is going to be a sunny day, 60 to 65, but Sunday will not. Sunday will be cloudy and showers will come in sometime in the afternoon, and the highs will be in the mid-60s.
You know, I took advantage of yesterday when I got home. I was in a bad mood yesterday when I got home. First of all, Bernie Sanders had to have that procedure, which is just a procedure. He's going to be fine. People from 25 to 95 have that procedure. But I was in a bad mood for that. And a couple of really foolish underwriting questions from people got me in another further mad. So it was such a warm, humid day yesterday. Mm-hmm. I decided, and I looked at your forecast, and I said, you know what? I moved my 8 and 9 foot big plants in the house yesterday. I said, you know, it's a nice day. Yeah, it's a little early to move them in, but it's a nice day. And why do I want to wait till it's windy and not a nice day? So I got them in the house and all set up. It took me about an hour and a half to safely move them. Because now, when I first got them, they were only 2.5-3 feet high. Now they're 8 to 9 feet high, and they're in these huge pots. And, you know, they're behemoths to move. But anyways, they're in and they're safe. So
that's good. And talking about plants, my walkway was finished yesterday.
Yay.
So, literally 1 week, a little bit over a week. The guys that did it were just phenomenal. They're going to be doing a little bit of landscaping for us. They're coming back next week, at the end of next week, to do that. But very, very happy with the results. Absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous, gorgeous job. Too bad we didn't find these guys from the get-go, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Now, do you put, like, yeah, I had geraniums out in front of my house for the
right.
Summer. They came inside, and I planted them with the other geraniums that I've held over. But Roaring Oaks florist brought over my mums, and they're not fully, they're just in the beginning stages. That's the great thing about mums. When they finally come out, they last for a long time. So the mums are in the barrels on my front entranceway now too, as well. So thanks to Roaring Oaks Lorth.
Are you going to ask me? Yeah. Do I what?
Do you have flowers in front of your house?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yep. And there's some that have to be brought in. And kept over the winter and then brought back out again. I don't know what they're called, but we will be doing that. And we told them that, you know, what we want them to do in front is plant stuff that's not going to be a twig in the wintertime. You know, it stays green.
Yeah.
So they're going to be doing that. They're going to be doing stuff like that. But in the meantime, I had my annual, more than annual, I had a visit with the cardiologist yesterday because that sleep apnea doctor, she wanted to rule out any possible heart problems. And I went there and very young doctor, very, very nice. They did an EKG. It was absolutely normal. He looked at all my blood work. He said, I am not recommending any tests. He said, and I'm just going to recommend that you continue doing what you're doing. He said, because everything is looking just fine. So that was it. So I got a good, good report card from the old heart doctor yesterday.
Well, there you go.
A lot better than Bernie.
There you go. Well, can you imagine? Bernie's 77, I think, or 70. He has been on the go since he started campaigning back in 2016. He never stopped campaigning. He formed our revolution, kept going. This is a guy that's going 7 days a week, and he's 78, pardon me. So it's amazing. It's amazing to me. I wish I had one-tenth of the energy that he had.
God bless him. Yeah. God bless him. And then when I came out of the doctor's yesterday, I got into the car, and CNN was on. And I heard someone talking, and at first I could not identify the voice. And I'm listening very carefully, and this is what I heard, and I knew immediately who it was. Said, Nancy Pelosi gives out subpoenas like cookies. I said, oh my goodness, that's the president.
That's right.
Yeah. I had no idea that that was him. Because whoever it was talking, I'm shaking my head saying to myself, who is this person? And because I came in, toward the end of this whole thing. And I'm just saying, who is this person? And then when I heard that, I said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that's him.
He was on a roll yesterday.
He
was on a roll yesterday. He's not presidential, but it's certainly every once in a while interesting to watch because he talks like he's a lumberjack. He really does.
Yeah, really. I know what you mean.
And there's nothing wrong with lumberjacks. Don't get me. He talks like he, when I was first got into radio, there's always a break room and stuff like that. And he talks like radio announcers in the break room when they're off the air. I just sit there and I'm amazed.
I know what you mean. And let me tell you another thing that was shocking getting off that. I love the Goldbergs. You probably don't watch it because it's a little too late for you.
Yeah.
It was on at 8 o'clock, and last night was the season premiere. I have the ability to go back and replay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I heard that real bad word.
Okay.
And I said, Pat, you just must be tired. I rewound. And they said it. And they did not believe it.
No, they're on after 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I think...
Are you allowed after 8?
I think so. What network are they on?
7. ABC.
ABC. I think after 8 o'clock, the rules get stretched a little bit. I think I'll have to check, but... Every once in a while it gets by, but I can't believe that it got by because they record those and the studio sensors are there. So
that's what I mean. I was very, very surprised because, on cable, of course, you don't blink an eye, there's cursing all the time on cable, but, network TV, I was so shocked.
I saw a movie yesterday after I finished moving everything that you should do. I spit on your grave. I spit on your grave. It is one of the most, wow. It's a woman who gets abused by people out in the woods, and one by one she gets them. I'm telling you. There were some scenes where I actually closed my eyes.
You're kidding? Oh, we wouldn't do that.
No, it'd be great though. You could get the head of the association in there to be the first one killed off. But wow, it was. I spit on your grave. If you find it on Netflix or if you find it on Amazon, it was on Amazon, and because I'm Prime, it was free. Just watch, zoom halfway into the movie, and just watch it for 10 minutes.
Really?
You'll Now I know why it is a cult favorite. It is a cult favorite.
Cult favorite. Okay. People, yeah. And have you seen the movie Split?
Split, no.
My sister told me about it, and she said you can get it on demand. And she said it is an unbelievable, intriguing movie. It's called Split.
Who's in it?
I don't even know who's in it.
And what's it about?
I think she said it's about a guy with multiple personalities.
Oh, okay.
She wouldn't tell me anymore, but she told me she was literally grabbed by it. She had no idea what the movie was about, grabbed by it, and she said it was excellent. And she said, I must tell my brother to watch it. So if you get a chance, look it up. Split.
Split. I will.
It's a recent movie.
I will put that down on my agenda to take a look at and see it, because that's the great thing about Prime. When you get these movies for free, you can really experiment and see what you like. And if you don't like something, it's no hassle. You just turn it off and go to the next thing. Yeah, that's the great thing about it. You know, all the movies are included in your Prime. All right. Well, Pat, I guess that's about it for today.
That, by the way, that was a 2016 movie.
All right. Split. Okay.
Split. Samuel Jackson's in it.
Oh, if Samuel Jackson's in it, I love it.
Yeah, that's who's in it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Marshall. I will see if I get some time to look up that great movie.
Okay. Goodbye. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club.